News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Ukraine's President Zelensky is in the US to meet President Trump and sign a minerals deal. This is on the rare minerals resources that Ukraine has. How significant is this meeting and will this put an end to the Ukraine-Russian war? Donika O'Bacon, Professor of Politics at DCU rather, and author of the forthcoming book Unfinished Empire, Russian Imperialism in Ukraine and the Near Abroad, joins us. Donika, President Zelensky is sort of between a rock and a hard place currently. Obviously, Putin and Putin's forces still within his own country. The US not providing security guarantees at this point, but yet wanting rare minerals. What do you see unfolding over the next 24 hours from this meeting, do you think?
I think, like the meetings with Macron and Starmer, it'll be heavy on symbolism and very low on substance. And as we know from recent experience, I mean, Trump changes his mind, he changes his nuances. We're like some in some medieval play where we're trying to interpret the gestures of the king. He denies, I mean, for example, he was asked yesterday about Zelensky being a dictator. He said, I don't think I said that. I said, I can't believe I said that. He only said it a few days ago. Actually, he wrote it down. So I think what we're going to do is be, I don't think we're going to see a confrontation between Zelensky and Trump in public. Many people have been speculating about that because I don't think it's in either's interest. I think it'll be all sweetness and smiles. And both will overplay, I think, what is a very modest agreement in many respects. It's not even an agreement. It's really a framework document for a future agreement, which, you know, promises the US hundreds of billions, really, in Ukrainian mineral resources. I would argue that they're probably never going to get that money. It's all about keeping the US engaged because Russia is already clearly reaching out to Washington, D.C. and saying that they can provide these kinds of minerals. Indeed, they have more of them. So it's in Ukrainians' interest, I think, to try and keep Trump engaged. But it's a very difficult task for any Ukrainian leader.
And when do you say it's in the Ukrainians' interest? Is it in the Ukrainians' interest to the tune of hundreds of billions of their natural resources? I mean, what's in it for them if the U.S. are not underwriting Ukrainian security?
Well, it's really, trying to select the best of bad options because the money essentially is something that will come way far down the line. Look, you have to ask yourself the question, if Ukraine is sitting on trillions of, you know, minerals and rare earth materials, why hasn't it exploited it over the last 30 years? I've spoken with miners who have worked in Ukraine. I mean, it's very difficult to extract, and many argue that the cost of extracting it would eclipse any profits that you would gain. So I think that, you know, if Trump is going to get any money, it's going to be after the Trump administration is long gone. And I think what Ukraine is looking for right here, right now, is support and security guarantees. So I think from Ukraine's perspective, they're willing to make those kind of commitments now. It's a bit like the Jack and the Beanstalk thing. They're giving the jelly bean, saying it's going to be something great.
Sure.
But they want the cow now.
Do you believe, Donika, what President Trump is saying, which is that if there are Americans on the ground working in mining, working in these rare minerals industries, extracting uranium or cobalt or whatever it is, that in itself provides a layer of security, because who will go in there if the Americans are there? Is that a fair assessment? Do you think that would be a deterrent to Russia, for example?
Not at all. It's absolute nonsense. There were American businessmen working in Ukraine before Russia invaded in 2014, before they invaded in 2022. Indeed, there was a U.S. embassy which vacated itself when the Russians invaded in 2022. So the existence of Americans, not American troops, but just mere Americans in Ukraine, is not going to act as a deterrent, as Putin has said. And it's very interesting to listen to what Putin himself said yesterday. I mean, he has been reaching out, decisively to Trump and saying that, look, he can offer a better economic deal, and he's appealing to that transactional nature of Trump. He can offer a better economic deal than Ukraine can, and he's offering indeed the minerals that are in the Russian occupied parts of Ukraine. So trying to give Trump a vested interest in the Russian occupation of Ukraine. I think the key thing I would take away here is what Trump's emphasis is. This is not about helping Ukraine. There's no Marshall Aid plan here. It's a shakedown. It's a form of extortion.
Yeah.
It reflects obviously very poorly on the American administration.
Yeah, and very finally, Donika, just Putin has also said that if the Western allies attempt to cast sort of any kind of a shadow over the rapprochement between the US and Russia, that he will do everything in his power to stop that happening. What do you think he means by that, everything in his power?
Well, look, he said that the moment that Russia invaded in February 2022, he said that if anybody tried to intervene to support Ukraine, they would face consequences the like of which they couldn't even imagine and had never experienced in their history before. And everyone was scratching their head to think, what did he mean? Was he on the verge of pushing the red button? He's been using this kind of bluster for several years now. And I think, you know, Western leaders have learned not to take it too seriously, that it's simply a way of signaling to the West that Ukraine is of seminal interest to Russia. And he feels, and Trump, of course, is emboldening him in this belief that it doesn't really matter as much to the West, and certainly not to the US.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Donika Obekon there, Professor of Politics.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.